You have just tuned in to the TNI Chronicles, Life Lessons of a Single Dad and His Princes. I am Miracles One.
And I am Taya B.
And we are about to have an unscripted live conversations that might make you laugh, cry, smile, all type of emotions. But at the end of the day, we want to empower you because we want you to be in a position so you can grow and you can learn and you can just be able to be the best version of yourself for you and your child be the best version as well. So as we get ready to start this podcast, we have one thing to say.
Let's go and let's grow.
Welcome back to the TNI Chronicles, Life Lessons of a Single Dad and His Princes. We are in episode 2, and I am Miracles One.
And I'm Taya B.
And this is going to be a doozy. I don't know if you really read the details in the title, but today's is going to be the first day where Taya gets to, she picked the subject. Are you excited about that? Got to pick the subject?
Very excited.
And then to make it cool and make you get, so you guys can really see what it's like to be a parent and not know what's going to come out your child's mouth when they ask a question, she got to pick 3 questions for each segment of this episode. So I don't know what the question is going to be. And like the title say, it's called G&J instead of PB&J. And I didn't get any hints in the, in description. So Taya, what is the subject you picked for today?
God and Jesus.
And which subject are you doing first? What subject matter are you using first for the first segment?
For the first segment, I'm using God.
So basically what's about to happen, y'all, she is literally getting ready to sort of rapid fire, but she's going to ask me 3 questions about God. I don't know what the questions are. She probably going to have me sit here looking kind of crazy for a minute, but I'm excited. You know, she's laughing already. So, okay, Taya, you got the floor. You got this episode. And what's the first question?
So my first question I have is, do you think God can control the world still?
Okay. She said, do I think God can control the world still? So Here's what about God, baby, and to the audience. No matter what you believe in, we are neutral, we're a safe setting, but, you know, one thing about me, and if you've listened to my Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, you know what I believe in. So, you know, we believe in God and Jesus, so, you know, whatever you believe in is great. No judgment here, we're going to love on you the same. So she says, can God control the world still? So what I have always taught her that everything we do, everything that we move in is in God's hands. So God is in control of everything, but we have free will. You know what free will is?
No.
So free will is, in order for you to love somebody, right, you have to have the ability to choose, right? Like to make a choice to choose to love them, right? You have to have the ability, it has to be your choice to choose to love somebody, right?
Yeah.
So the same thing with God is we have the ability to choose to do what's right. So what he does is he loves us no matter what. And he controls a lot of the things going on around us in the environment of the world. But we still make choices. So when you say that God still controls everything in the world, I give you an example. If you make a good choice, God has lined up some things that says when you make that good choice, these other things are going to happen, right? You understand?
Yes.
But if you make a bad choice, it's also some things lined up. Those are called consequences. The good choices are called rewards. When you make good choices, so those things are going to happen. Now, what do you think happens because God loves us when you either choose good or bad? What do you think happens?
If we choose good, then
Just not even so much as good, like, no matter what choice we make, what do you think God does? Does he make those things work together for us no matter what? Because he loves us so much, even if we make a bad choice?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's right. So to bring that home, when she says, does God still control the world? It's a verse in the Bible that says, it's called Romans 8:28. It says, all things, not some, all things. I mean, the good, the bad, and the ugly work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That means due to everything being in his control, he makes everything work out for our good. So that means he's in what? He's still in what?
Control.
Exactly. Did I answer your question? Did I do good?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I want to say why I think God can still control the world. God, right now, it's sunny outside. God can still control the sun, the rain, and the ocean.
Yes, he can still control all those things. You're absolutely right. So, all right. What is the next question you have for Daddy? That was a little challenge. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, did you try to get me caught off guard with that one?
Kinda.
Oh, you know what? You did a good job. Because it's a control. That's a strong word. Okay, what we got next?
Okay, so I have, you might not remember, but when you were little, did you think that if you did something bad or an accident, did you think that God would get payback?
Wow, good question. She says, when I was little. Shoot, I can tell you as an adult, I think sometimes as an adult, we feel like we do something wrong, it's going to come back to us. God is not looking to always punish us because he realized that we're human beings and that we are not perfect people. We're going to make mistakes. The cool thing about when you're little, and I want to say it's up until about the age of 12, between 10 and 12, where if you do something, you really don't have a clear conscience yet of right and wrong. So when you're little, I wasn't so much scared about God getting payback. I was scared about my parents paying my butt back. You know, that was back in the days and we still got whooping. Some of y'all might remember that, but, you know, they don't do it no more, but we can't get a whooping now. And the good thing is I've never had to whip my daughter. I can give her a look, but I never thought about him getting payback. I've always just thought about God was looking out and watching and protecting me as a kid. I never thought about payback. Do you think that? What do you think?
I think he was like, To be honest, mm-hmm. I actually don't think he would get paid back because he always looks at our good sides more than our bad, like bad choices.
That's true. I concur. I agree with you 110%. God is always looking at our good choices. And if we keep doing bad things, eventually, you know, like a good parent, he would correct us. He'll chastise us in a loving way and then, you know, help us correct course. But yeah, I 100% agree with you. All right, question number two. We have about 3 minutes left in this segment. What is the last and final question you have for me about God in this G&J instead of PB&J? Y'all thought it was peanut butter and jelly, didn't you? We got y'all, didn't we? We got them, right, baby?
Yes.
Okay, so what we have next?
Wait a second. By the way, I love PB&Js. I love them. Sometimes I eat them for lunch.
She does love them. She does. She does like PB&J.
So my last and final question is, when God sends angels, do you think God sends them for a purpose or they're just always there?
That is an excellent question. She wants to know, does God send angels for a purpose or are they always there? I think we have a combination of both. I think we have angels assigned to us that's always protecting us and looking out for us, making sure we're okay and whatever God has assigned them to. But then I think we have special angels. So when we pray certain prayers, those angels help deliver either the answers or they're sent to put the things in motion so those prayers can be answered or so those things can happen. You know, so what do you think though?
I think exactly what you said. Some angels stay there all the time with you and some come for a purpose.
Come for what? You got to speak to the mic, baby.
Come for a purpose.
Okay. All right. True that. Look, y'all, that was the first three questions. She didn't get me too bad, but she caught me off guard. I'm enjoying this because I think sometimes as a parent, our kids, they ask us questions out the blue. We're like, what did you just say? Right?
Yeah.
And then you're not ready for it. And you're like, okay, let me be quick because you got to answer quick and you can't make nothing up because you want to get an answer. So I like this. This is what it's going to be like every other episode. She's going to pick the subject. I know the subject, but I would not know the question. So as we get ready to go into the break, on our first break of the T&I Chronicles Life Lessons from a Single Dad and His Princess, we will just ask you guys to continue to share with people. We want people to hear this. It's a new voice. It's a new new platform and thing for us. And, you know, we're excited about it. You excited about it? Second episode?
Yep.
Why are you excited?
He gave me the side eye.
See, she's telling him, yep, give him the side. Why are you excited? Why are you excited?
Oh, I'm excited because I've actually never picked a subject for us to do. And for the second segment, I love both of them equally, but I'm excited for my next questions too.
Okay. All right. Y'all going to take our first break. I am Miracles One and
I am Talia B.
All right. We'll see you guys in 36 seconds. Welcome back to our second segment. I'm Miracles One again, and...
And I am Talia B again.
We are back this episode, Random Questions with T. G&J instead of PB&J. Y'all thought it was peanut butter, didn't you? I know we got y'all, right? Right, baby? Got it, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I hope y'all enjoyed the first questions. This is going to be interesting because I've had some of these questions... I haven't heard what she's about to ask me, but she's asked me questions about Jesus and God before, and sometimes they're going like, how do I explain that to a 10-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old? She's asked me these questions at different times. So, without further ado, first question, Talia B, what do you have for me?
My first question is, again, you might not remember, but when you found out that Jesus died for us when you were little, did you ask your parents a lot of questions? Because... I did. Well, I'm still little, but I asked a lot of questions after I found that out.
You know, for me, it's I grew up in an age, I grew up in a space and time where we had a lot of real Sunday school, where when you went to church, before they had church service, they had what was called Sunday school for like an hour and some change, hour and 15 minutes. And we would go to Sunday school, so a lot of stuff I was taught, not like, you know how you go to the kids thing in church?
Yeah.
And y'all learn some things? Uh-huh. Okay, say it again?
I said yes.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to teach her, y'all. Bear with us. She's learning how to keep her voice the same. She's doing such a great job. I'm so proud of her. But, so they taught us a lot of stuff where you get a little small bit of something, and then you come ask me questions. So... I don't remember ever asking him, you know, any questions about him in that manner after I found out more about him dying and all that stuff. It was more because I learned it in Sunday school, but things are different now and stuff. So for you, just not seeing how I learned it, how is it different and how do you feel it's different comparing to what you do now and why you think you have to ask me more questions about it?
Because in my church on Sundays, in the kids thing, they tell me about Jesus and God, but they tell me different things at a time. And I really ask you questions because you know more. And like you said, you used to go to Sunday school. So yeah, I ask you more questions because they talk about different things each time I go.
Cool. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I've watched, you know, I ask her every time after she come out of church service, I come out of church service and pick her up. I say, well, how was church, kids club, whatever they call it. And she'll be like, oh, it's okay. And I say, what do you learn? She'll tell you what she learned. But I think I wish they had, you know, maybe a segment where they get to ask questions. Do y'all get to ask questions, though?
Well, we do, but there's a lot of kids, so I rarely get picked.
Oh, okay. So you know, I would say to your parents, you know, depending on what you believe, in my belief it says train up a child in the way they should go. And when they get older, they won't depart from it. They would mean they would not leave that foundation. They always return back to it. So it's our job. It's our job at the end of the day to teach our children about our faith and what we believe in, and then let them learn to discover and get a relationship with God for themselves, you know, and Jesus for themselves or whatever you believe in. So yeah. Good question. Question number two, Talia B.
Number two about Jesus is, when you go to church, do you ask, like, the preachers or something? No, not preachers. But do you ask them questions about Jesus?
Wow, good question again. So in a church setting, because the preacher is speaking, could you imagine if you went to a concert, right? Let's say, who's your, name one of your favorite singers?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, Taylor Swift. I should have known that. Imagine if Taylor Swift took 5 minutes or say, you know what? I'm going to allow people to ask questions. Would she ever get the concert done?
No.
Okay. So that's what it'd be like for the pastor. It's not a setting where you can ask questions. Sometimes they have a town hall meeting where they have an open forum where people can ask questions, but it's a moderator. I mean, it's a person that's in the audience that'll pick certain people, you know, who raise their hands. But just because the way it's set, they would never get the message out. And when they're given a message, it's inspired by God. So a lot of times it's a flow to it. It'll be hard for them to ask questions, to answer questions and stuff. So never had that experience. I have had some situations that I remember where after the service, a pastor might be out in the lobby or something in a smaller church. And if you had a question, they'll answer questions for you. Like nothing too long because everybody sometimes have questions. So, yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yes, okay. You did.
Cool beans. All right, number three. These are easy, man. I thought she was going to throw some hard at me. I'm going to have to give her a bonus question at the end. So give me another one. So anyway, all right, girl. What you got next for that?
My last question about Jesus. Well, maybe last question. But when you want Jesus to answer your prayers, do you say, please, please, Jesus? Or do you say, oh, Jesus, can you do this? And then you're done with your prayer.
How do you ask me? When you want something done? Or you need something?
I say, can you please do this? Or... please, please, I really don't want to do it right now, and I can't right now.
So, because God is our Father, right? We see God as our Father, and we pray to Him, pray to Jesus. We, you know, the three are one, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God. And again, like I say, this is what we believe, and I respect what you believe, but I'm just talking from our perspective. When I pray, I pray in a way where when I ask Him for something, here's the crazy thing. Before you even ask, God already know what you need. Jesus already know what you need. It's crazy, right? We ask out of respect. Sometimes I get there. Sometimes you'll come at me and I was like, I already know what you want.
Yes, you do that a lot.
If I can do that, I'm just an earthly father. Imagine being God and Jesus, how they just already know what you're going to ask. But it's just... You have not because you ask not. And you have to make your request known to God. Like you say, look, and then also you have to be open enough to where if it doesn't get answered, if you don't get what you want, that's God's protection. God's rejection is always God's protection. Like if He rejects one of your petitions or your prayer or whatever, it's Him literally saving you from something you thought would be good for you. I've had that happen a lot too. So I ask. I ask and I give thanks and say, God, thank you no matter what you do. And, you know, this where I was hoping you would do for me or for my daughters or my family, my employees, whoever I pray for. Homeless people, everything we pray for at night. You get a bonus question. We got 2 minutes left. So off the top of your head, you got to be quick. What other question you have for me? It could be about God and Jesus together. It could be just about Jesus. It could be... you got a bonus question. What do you got for that? What do you have? Sorry.
All right. So I think this one's going to be about Jesus and God.
Do, 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 gibber music. You know, the do, 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 do. All right.
Okay.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so when you think about negativity and positivity.
Uh-huh.
Do you think about God or Jesus doing negativity to you or positivity to you?
So, because everything about God is good. God doesn't do nothing negative to you. Does negative things happen? Because the devil wants to, you know, he runs around like a roaring lion wanting to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants us to not believe God. He wants us to feel discouraged and all those things. Yes. But everything that comes from God is good. There's never no negative from God. You have some people that might think that because when bad things happen to people, oh, why did God allow it? And they don't realize it's not just about God allowing. Sometimes we make choices, but and that causes negative. But sometimes it's just your fate, you know. I give an example. I get this question all the time. When children die, sometimes like, why did God let the child die? And I have to pull the person back and say, look, that is a negative thing. It's hurting. It's painful. I don't know what I would do if I lost either you or Autumn, Lexi, anybody. So what I would tell them is I would say, look, you know, yes, that's a painful thing, but we don't know what that child was put here on earth to do. And it was just their time. Maybe it was their time. Whatever reason it was their time, we might not never find out, but we have to rest and have peace in that. So, but it's still, everything positive comes from God. And then I look on the other side, and now that kid is in heaven. And we eternal life, hopefully. So, yeah. Good question. Your thoughts? Any thoughts about anything we talked about today so far as we close this segment up and close this podcast up for today? Nope?
No.
Okay. She shook her head at me as if you guys could see her. You know, I was like, look at her like, hey, give me some voice, girl. But anyway, we're so happy to be able to have this questions, this random questions with T segment, episode. And, so y'all can hear what it's like to get a child's thoughts and having just throw a message and say, hey. And so, I really enjoyed doing that. So like we said, I would say again, the big S, support through sharing, subscribe, and just tell people about us. We are looking forward to coming to you guys each week. I'm not going to be always the one talking to you. Matter of fact, I'm going to allow Talia right now, 25 seconds. Say what you want to say to the people.
Hey guys.
That's it. She said, hey guys. Okay. I caught off guard. I did her like she did me with the question. So anyway, y'all, look, we love you guys to life. We appreciate you. It is just life lessons from us. You know, we have an open conversation, open dialogue with you guys. So, all right. So we will be back in about 2 weeks. I am Miracles One, and
I am Talia B.
And we'll see y'all next episode.